Good day. It's April 24th, the halfway point of the Easter season. To begin our reflection, we hear the words of Saint Teresa of Jesus, who said, "Prayer is nothing else than being on terms of friendship with God." Today marks the 10th anniversary of the beatification of this saint, popularly known as Saint Teresa of Avila, in 1614. Saint Teresa, who was born in 1515 and died in 1582, a doctor of the church, was a mystic whose writings about her spiritual relationship with God are considered classics. One story that shows the close friendship Saint Teresa enjoyed with the Lord took place during a heavy rainstorm. The saint was traveling and already not feeling well when she had an accident and fell in the mud. Soaked, she looked up to heaven and said, "If this is how you treat your friends, no wonder why you have so few of them." Saint Teresa was a reformer of the Carmelite order, whose monasteries had become convenient residences for wealthy unmarried women, where rules were often lax and comfort rather than piety was the norm. Shortly after her death in 1582, people began to petition the diocese that Teresa be named a saint. After her body was exhumed in 1591 and found to be incorrupt, meaning it had not decayed, the local church began preliminary investigations of her life. Pope Paul V beatified Saint Teresa of Avila in 1614, and she was canonized 8 years later. Her feast is October 15th. And now for our scripture. "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Acts chapter 9, verses 5 to 6. When Jesus asked, "Why are you persecuting me?" Paul must have had an inkling of who this was. But he wants to be sure. So he asks, "Who are you, sir?" The response? "I am Jesus." Now Paul is sure, and his life will be forever changed. Jesus gives him a clear command. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Paul will obey, and he will continue to carry out the Lord's will for the rest of his life. I wonder what it would be like to hear the Lord say to me, "You will be told what you must do." Would I do it? Well, it's not as though the Lord leaves me totally in the dark. For one thing, I have the Gospels. Paul didn't. They weren't written yet. And in the Gospels, Jesus is very, very clear about what he directs his followers to do. Plus, I have the Spirit, the same Spirit that came upon Jesus to guide me. I wonder if I take all that seriously enough. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.